The little triangular space walled off by the sailcloth was a sixth bedroom, quite private and exclusive, and the big pile of beds on the dining room floor was to be made up into seven bedrooms more between the tables after everybody had finished supper. Luckily for us, we found a friend here, a man who has been from the beginning one of Colorado's chief pioneers, and who is never, even in the wildest wilderness, without resources of comfort.
"You can't sleep here," he said. "I can do better for you than this."
Better? He offered us luxury. How movable a thing is one's standard of comfort. A two-roomed pine shanty, board walls, board floors, board ceilings, board partitions not reaching to the roof, looked to us that night like a palace. To have been entertained at Windsor Castle would not have made us half so grateful. It was late before the city grew quiet, and long after most of the lights were out and most of the sounds had ceased, I heard one solitary hammer in the distance, clink, clink, clink. I fell asleep listening to it.